are tuning in to CIDI's Daily News Show, Township's Daily News Bits, and I am your host, Taylor McClure. Chatting with me today is Mr. Robert Benoit, Mayor for the Town of Sutton, regarding the town's recent agreement with the owners of the Vieux Verger property with the hopes of building an affordable housing project. So, Mr. Benoit, the town recently reached an agreement with the owners to purchase the Vieux Verger property in Sutton. So, can you just start off by speaking a little bit about where this property is located, how many acres it is? Can you just describe the site a little bit?
Absolutely. It's 21 acres, and it's right downtown, almost downtown. It's a five-minute walk from the city hall. So, the start of the project is just on the road, just across the street here. And it goes to the Domaine Mont-Louis, so it's pretty far, and there's a beautiful creek out there that people use for a walking path, and so that'd be part of the project. And there's beautiful humid zones that obviously will not be built for houses at the corner of this land.
What was the agreement exactly?
Just so for you to know is that we've been working with the owners for the last year to work on a development of a major project. But this project, they've been working on this project for 12 years.
Okay.
But they never had any kind of commitment or from the city, and because they need a lot of commitments, because there's changes to be made, and we have to access to this land. So we have to put water and everything on this land. So we've been working on it for about a year, and finally, those are owners that are Sutton residents, and they're not large scale developers. So after 12 years, they decided, you know, to that better for them to sell to the city, so that the city can at least put forward the conditions that private developers will come and develop a project that is under our vision and under our condition.
So what was the Vieux Verger exactly?
There was nothing on the property.
It was nothing?
There's nothing on the property. Absolutely nothing.
Okay.
It's a virgin lands.
Okay, got it. So you need to put in sewage and all of those things.
But that will be, it's not the city will finance that.
Yeah.
It's the developers.
Developers.
I mean, as a matter of fact, we've negotiated the price. The price is $1.4 million.
Okay.
And we've done an assessment by a company that is specialized in evaluations. And they've come up with a just market value. The just market value is 1.4. They compare it to other sales that were happening in the area, and we came up with a price of about $85,000 an acre, and so we said we're ready to pay that, and we're ready to sell it at the same price. If we sell all the land, I mean, it's going to be at 1.4 plus the cost, obviously, for us. A certain part of cost to finance this 1.4 million, but we won't make a profit on it.
Okay, you won't make a profit.
We don't want to make a profit.
No.
We're not in this business to speculate. We want to be sure that the price of the land, which is a big part of the cost of housing, will remain the same.
Okay.
Even in 5 years from now, or 2 years from now, whatever the time we keep it, it's going to be the same.
Okay.
The same price.
Okay. Perfect. Now, I know that the town purchased this land to sell to a developer.
Well, we didn't purchase right now.
Oh, well, negotiated.
We got an agreement, and we need to have a process, whereby citizens can oppose this project.
Yes.
Because we need to finance it.
Yeah.
Because we don't have the money right now in our coffers. We have to get financed, and to get a financing for that kind of project, we need to have the approval of people of the city.
Yeah, basically a borrowing bylaw, right?
Yes,
exactly. Perfect. I know that the reason why you negotiated this agreement, though, is because you have the idea to launch an affordable housing project for middle-class families on that property. So can you speak a little bit about that and why the town thought it was important to take that step?
Well, there is a housing crisis in Sutton right now for several reasons, okay? There's not enough availability of housing, so we need to have more housing. We need to have more lower cost housing. And by the way, you know, the short term rentals didn't help, because a lot of rentals long term were put on the market for weekends and whatever under 31 days.
Yeah.
So we've lost at least in what we know we lost about 12 apartments here, or 12 in just in the village. Overall, it's between 75 and 150. So in a small village like Sutton, it's terrible because the availability rate is near zero right at this point. So if you have 175 rentals over a zero, I mean, it's exponential, the problem, the crisis. So we need to have more houses, first of all. So we think that this project is ready to be built, and it's probably more for middle income. But we have mini houses for mostly people that work in tourism or in the restaurants and on Main Street. So we need to have that also, that is more affordable than what the Vieux Berger will provide.
Okay.
We need to convert also accessory buildings. Sometimes in the village here, there's a garage or whatever that can be converted into apartments. So it's not allowed right now. So we'll change regulations in order to get more of those rental assets on the market.
Okay. Now, do you have any details on like what this affordable housing would look like? Do you have an idea in mind as to how many units you might be able to build on this property, or is that?
I've said publicly about between 50 and 100.
Okay, so it would be a big development.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
And we've worked with these people, and these people have worked for 12 years, as I mentioned.
Yes.
And they've worked on several aspects of the houses or the buildings that they would like. We want it to be ecological buildings. We want to have very specifically tied to the rural architecture of Sutton. So we won't agree. This is why one of the reasons we bought it. We want to buy it is to impose our conditions and not get condominiums that are on the South Shore of Montreal. They take their plans and just put it here.
Yeah. Not just have a developer come in and do
right.
what they want. You yeah. have some sort of control.
Exactly. That's the reason why we want to do it. And also the fact that it's the last big piece of land that can be developed in the village.
Okay.
The other big pieces of land are either in the mountain, and then there's a lack of water in the mountain, so it won't come easy to find water in the mountain or
yeah.
to get water to the mountain. The other big piece of land is Les Rochers Bleus, the golf course, but the golf course is zoned, it's agriculture, so it's very difficult to dezone
yes.
those kind of land.
Okay. Now, according to the press release, and you also kind of touched on it at the beginning of their interview, there are ecologically sensitive areas on the land.
Yeah.
So how does the town plan on going about protecting these areas while integrating the development of the housing there?
Kind of put into conservation,
okay.
meaning that it won't be built. And as a matter of fact, this piece of land it's not going to be sold to a developer. You know, it's going to be put into conservation forever.
Okay, so that will stay in your hands, whereas the
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, perfect. And I know there are, like, plans for, like, a walking path there, too,
yes,
as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's an existing one, although it's not a legal pathway.
Okay, yeah.
But people use it because they know about that.
Yeah.
There's several pathways, you know. In the city, people use it, but this one is going to be gorgeous.
Yeah, it'll be more official once the...
It's going to be official, yeah, it's going to be maintained and built so that people can... In fact, what we want is we've devised access so that the tendency of people should be to walk to come into the city instead of taking their cars.
Yeah.
Because it's 5 to 10 minutes walk from downtown and all the commercial aspect of the city.
Okay. Now, you mentioned this at the beginning, but what is the next step in the process now that the town has reached an agreement with the owners of this property? You mentioned it will be brought forward to the public.
Yep. That's the next step.
Okay.
Probably early, we're almost at the end of the year, so early next year, we're going to present the scheme that we kind of are under development right now. We're going to finalize the scheme that was in the hands of the owners.
Okay.
So we'll take it to our people out here in the city with consultants, and we'll propose a plan for the citizens, mostly those who live just around, whether it's Mont-Louis or Mountain, and the area here, Darivé. People who live nearby, and also all the citizens of Sutton, obviously. they will be consult on the access, the way to access, the way what we want to build in this city, the architecture of the buildings, the cost of those buildings, the process whereby we're gonna ask for a tender to have promoters to develop it under certain conditions that we've put in writing.
Now, if you know, citizens agree with the project and the project moves forward, then the project will be put up to bid for developers, if I'm not mistaken. Do you already have people who are interested in the project?
Well, strangely enough, the day we announced it, we had several phone calls from developers, but also from people who want to buy. Because it's a project that is pretty well known, you know, around a circle of friends here and people. They know about the project because it was presented, you know, several times during the last 12 years.
Yeah.
And everybody knows that this is a pristine area, you know.
Okay.
It's right in the middle of the city, as I said, 5 minutes walk to downtown. Okay. And people now, a lot of people getting older and having huge lands, you know, cannot take care of it anymore. So they want to live, you know, in the city. So we have a lot of people expressing interest at this point in time.
Oh, good. If the project isn't accepted or supported by citizens, how does the town go about that in the end?
We'll obviously take in the results of the... But if I think at this point in time, for us, it's going to be a signal that people don't want to grow anymore, and that we won't have any more chance.
Yeah.
I mean, we won't put all the efforts in trying to increase the offer of new homes, obviously, in Sutton. I mean, we'll let the private developers do it. But I think, you know, it would be personally, I think, a bad thing for the village, because we need more young families in this city. We have an excellent school. I was with 50 kids today, you know, who dreamt about the future of Sutton. And I think we need to have this kind of we're a society where middle age, the average age is near 60 years old. So I mean, we need to have younger families in this village, and this is a big opportunity to have affordable houses for young families, because at this point in time, you know, the increase in prices for the last 3 years has been 40%, and the average home is 466,000. Who can afford a home, you know, at almost $500,000 if you're starting in life? So we need to find ways to develop. We're still a village, we're not a suburb, we're a village, but at the same time, I think we need an influx of new citizens.
Okay. Now, I don't know if this is the same thing that you were speaking about before when you're taking accessory buildings here in the village, mm-hmm. like the garages and things, but from what I'm understanding, there are other projects in the works to build more affordable housing for like seasonal workers and like lower income families.
Yeah. It's mostly mini houses.
We're
thinking, which was, the concept was a kind of mobile homes before.
Okay.
So we have in Sutton we have two mobile homes parked at this point in time.
That. Yeah. Okay.
One on Maple Street in the mountain.
Okay.
And the other one is near a little golf course, a par 3 golf course, right in the middle of the city also. It's 5 minutes walk also.
Okay.
It's near Mountain Street. So, but the concept of mobile homes now is changing, because now it's more homes that are built in plants, you know, they're fabricated inside a big plant and then moved to an area.
Yeah.
And it's not moved on a permanent structure. It's moved on a structure that you can take it off if you need to do it. So, and those kind of houses right now are in mostly the $200,000 range. So much less than the $500,000 average prices that we have right now.
Yeah, okay. I wasn't sure if there was anything else that you wanted to mention about the Vieux Verger property project, or any other projects that you would like to mention in regards to housing.
I think as I said, my conclusion is that if we don't do the Vieux Verger, I think, you know, we're going to miss an opportunity to develop the city, the village, in the best way possible, because the choice that we're going to have is, do we need to construct more houses or more permanent houses for permanent residents, or do we continue on this trend to develop secondary homes, condominiums around the mountain. And I think the choice is obvious for us because there's no more water available in the mountain, and it would cost more than $20 million just to pump the water from the water table in the village to the mountain.
Yeah.
We think it's more rational to develop units in the city, not an incremental cost, and having young families and permanent residents. Well, it's part of our strategy also, but this is a complicated story because, as you know, it's been 10 years in the making, this one also. It's a non-profit group that develops this project. It's Habitation Abordable Sutton, HAS. The prices of constructing it, 18 new apartments, has gone from 3.8 to 8.3 million. And it's subsidized housing. So this is subsidized. This is very different. Du Verger, there's no subsidized. The HAS is, the 18 are subsidized by the government of Quebec.
Okay.
The rents are subsidized and they cannot, they're available for about $600. So it's not costly, but at the same time, the only way we can afford it is because it's subsidized by the government, fully
yeah.
subsidized almost. So this is a project that is supposed to be constructed within a couple of weeks, but we still haven't got all the final decisions by Quebec, especially the Quebec government. It's on their desk. So the construction has not started since, it's not going to start until we have the final decisions. But
okay.
the city has decided to, I mean, we gave them the land, we gave them a 25-year exemption for taxes, so they won't pay taxes for 25 years, which is a lot of money. And finally, because of the increase of costs, we put in an extra $200,000 to make the project happen.
Okay.
But we still need the signature of the
government. Need the government, okay. And where is this exactly?
It's on Main Street.
Okay.
It's on 139 going to Abercorn.
Okay.
And it's, you know, Cubota.
Yes.
So
the town is
almost
supporting
in front
that project
Cubota.
As well.
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. Well, thank you so much.
Okay.
Yes.
Great.
Thank you.
Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.